Welcome to the Effective Engineering Manager podcast.
Hello, Adam. It's your time today. I anticipate an intriguing topic today. What do you want to talk about?
Thanks, Slava. I'd like to talk about an often neglected but important topic for managers. And that topic is observe and absorb. Slava, have you ever felt like a fly on a wall in a meeting with a bunch of managers or executives, and you're sitting there just trying to gauge and understand all the interactions?
Yes, I feel like I do this all the time, and I always amazed how much I learn about these people. Do you do the same?
Yes, actually, and it was from realizing that that I came to this topic of observe and absorb, and it truly is intriguing when you think about it, how much you can learn both about your own peers, your bosses, executives, and even your own team, your direct reports as well, just by being attentive, right? Just by listening, using your senses to gather information, process it, right? Absorb it and translate it into something that you can use as a manager to be more effective. Being able to digest your environment and translate it into actions that you can use and do as a manager to be more effective in all of your business relationships is such a key foundational skill. And it's one that will unlock many opportunities for you, especially being a manager in a role where you are now responsible for people, product, strategy, and your career will be based off of how effectively you can balance and deliver results on all of those.
Wow, that makes a lot of sense. Let's get into this a bit more. And can you tell us more about observe and absorb?
Sure. And as I mentioned, it's one of the most overlooked aspects of managing. As a matter of fact, observe and absorb is one of our effective engineering manager key traits that we've come up with. And you're not going to necessarily hear that outside of us, because I think it's a phrase we coined to capture this concept. Things that, you know, we're sort of expected to do, or sort of expected as managers to be able to observe interactions, understand how, you know, our boss likes certain things, or how a boss, vice president or executive, you know, expects information to be delivered to them, or how strategy is supposed to be implemented. So we're expected to know this, we're expected to do it, but we're never shown how to do it effectively. And more importantly, as a manager, when you have directs under you, this is also an equally important skill. The more that you can understand the interactions of your team and gauge what is going on amongst your team, the more that you can be effective in either continuing the good things or fixing some of the things that may need to be addressed within the team, or even just understanding what it is that you have as your team, right? Your team is not just there to, you know, act as machines and do tasks. They're there as individuals, as human beings that are interacting together. And you want to get the best out of that. And you want to, whatever group of folks you have together, you want to be able to leverage the strengths that they have as a unique unit together. So observe and absorb is a really important topic. And it's important for the following reasons. First, it provides the ability for you as a manager to be able to do what we call translate. So as a manager that sits between a manager, a boss above you, and a team below you, you are always doing this balancing out of translating, right? You're receiving information up from above. It could be strategy, it could be direction, it could be specific tasks, it could be other things. And you're being expected to convey that to your team. Now, you're not just a messenger, right? If your boss wanted to relay stuff to the whole team, they could just send an email. That's not why you're there. You're there to translate. You're there to take the direction, understand what it means. So you're being able to translate up and communicate upwards, gather that information, and now translate it in a way that your team will be able to digest it, right? With the information and context that they have. And observing and absorbing comes into play here, because the more that you can observe in how things work above you, and the more that you can fit into some of that mold and then convey some of that down below, because every organization has its own, is going to have its own style, it's going to have its own culture, and you want to be able to tap into that. Secondly, it's going to allow you to build better working relationships laterally and vertically. As a manager, you're going to be in a lot of situations where you're going to have to reach out to your peer managers in other teams and other organizations, right? People that are at the same level as you, but people that you're not necessarily connected to in the organizational tree. But you have to build those relationships. And the way you build those relationships is by understanding what motivates those other individuals. You know, how can you help them? How can you get their attention? How can you persuade them? How can you best communicate with them? If you're an engineering manager and you need to reach out to a peer in the business group, for example, right? You need to understand what their motivation is, and also what they see as the value that you're bringing as well. So building better working relationships is key. Third, it allows you to understand how all the key stakeholders operate and their professional motivations. And it comes back to this snippet we talked about in the beginning. When you're a fly on the wall in a meeting as just a manager, you know, the more that you can pay attention and observe and understand, you know, when you have a boss or an executive of some kind in a meeting, you know, someone that's maybe two or three levels above you, the time that they're in a meeting with you is not just for you to gain information from them, but to also understand how they operate. What gets their attention? What are the things that certainly do not get their attention? What are the things they don't like? You know, what are the things they recognize? What are the things they appreciate? Are they the type of people that you can relate to informally? And does that, you know, help ease the tension in the room? Or are they a more, you know, command and control type person? The more that you can understand that, the more that you're going to be able to effectively communicate with those individuals. And then fourth, coming into your own team, observe and absorb makes you a better coach and role model for your own team. So with your team, you know, when you're in a management position, you're going to be responsible for doing some of the work for your team, right? You're going to be dealing with people who are not necessarily at your level, both in professional maturity or in expertise. And you have to understand those gaps, recognize them, and find ways that you can actually be a role model, right? Not everything is always going to go smoothly. You're not always going to have, you know, the ideal people on your team, but that doesn't make them bad individuals and doesn't mean that they're not effective. As a matter of fact, it's your responsibility as a manager to help them become more effective. So the more that you can understand how people operate, and when you can identify anomalies, or when an individual seems to be off, or where people seem to be struggling, or where there seems to be tension in the group, or even in a scenario where, you know, someone on your team may come to you for advice or questions, how you respond to them in that moment or moments is going to be key to that their success as well, right? If someone comes to you with a question and you kind of blow them off, how likely are they going to be able to come back to you when they have another question, right? Or feel that you're open to that. And last but not least, observing and absorbing is great because it's a palette of information that you can gather, that you can use at any time. And when you can use that information effectively, it's going to open up opportunities upward. Because when you're able to recognize how people above you operate and relate to them and communicate in that language and do this translation, the more that you're going to be able to open up opportunities to grow. People are going to recognize you and say, oh, wow, this guy really gets it. You know, we need to put him in a higher position, or he can do more, or he's done a great job with his team. What has he done so well that we want to, you know, share with the organization? So that's a little bit about why observe and absorb is important.
Very important indeed. And something that any manager who is motivated should practice. But then how do you actually put this into practice? Are there things you can do to distinguish yourself as a leader in these areas?
Absolutely. It's a great question. Observe and absorb is more than just the practice of it. It's more than just listening. It's more than just watching. It's more than just, you know, following a list. It really ties into your awareness, which is really emotional intelligence, a whole other topic that we can get into. But your awareness of situations, your self-awareness, your awareness of your team, organizational awareness, it ties into that. And it ties to the things that you can do each day to build a more effective repertoire as a manager, right? So number one, what is this repertoire? So number one, the art of translation, right? When your manager is giving you information, the more that you can reassure your manager that you have absorbed that information, you've asked the necessary questions, and you understand the silver lining to it, right? Your manager is going to ask you to do tasks and do different things. And kind of nestled into that is going to be kind of strategy, some little bit of politics, a little bit of different things that your manager is going to kind of sometimes subconsciously just share with you that they're going to expect you to be able to understand, right? And understand what that means, right? When your manager says, hey, we got to do this feature because, you know, so-and-so says we need to do it. You shouldn't have to be explained why. You should understand, oh, okay, I know why they want to do this because, you know, this ties into our strategy here. And even though it's not something that my team will really love, I understand why, right? And then so you have to then take that and translate it into something that you can share with your team so that they're motivated as well. And that art of translation, of gathering information, being able to, you know, build the confidence in your boss that you have that information, you understand the why, and that you can take it to the next step and share it with your team to deliver those results in a way that is not going to be negatively received by your team is really what translation is all about. Same thing the other way around. When your team comes to you with questions or with concerns, you have to understand where that's all coming from, right? Maybe there's something they're missing that you need to share, and you need to go to your boss and say, hey, my team is constantly coming up with questions with regards to this. There's something missing. How can we better communicate that, you know, across the department better or across the organization, right? Next is when you sit into meetings, when you're sitting in meetings, this is an opportunity for you, right? Every time you're in a meeting as a manager, it's an opportunity. It doesn't matter if you're in a meeting with your team, if you're in a weekly staff meeting, or if you're in some strategy meeting, it's always an opportunity. Use that as a time to gather data. Don't just sit there locked into your laptop working on other things. Use it as an opportunity. Read the body language of people in the room or over the Zoom. Look at what people's hot buttons are, you know, and take note of that. Note that, okay, this person clearly doesn't like this, or this manager clearly has a strong interest in this particular area. Okay, I should note that, you know, if I ever need to work with them on something. Third, you're the only one that can represent your team. And I think this is the essence of observe and absorb at its core. Because as a manager, we are not just cheerleaders for our team, but we are the only ones that can represent your team, right? No manager above you is going to have the visibility that you have on your team. And if in your gut and if what you're seeing is wrong, or you feel like your team is faced with a particular challenge, you're probably right. And you have to be able to recognize that and communicate it. So you have to kind of stand up for your team when they need you to, and you need to show that, and you need because they're going to be looking for that. Similarly, understanding your own team dynamics. Your team is going to look at you for calm and direction, right? And when things are stressful, which they're going to be all the time, when you've got a lot of fires going, you're going to have people on your team running into your office, you know, saying, oh my gosh, I don't know how to do this. Oh my gosh, this is crazy. Oh, I don't know, why are we doing this? Or, you know, I'm stuck. They want you to sympathize with them, but they also want you to represent calm. So if you jump right on them and say either, oh my goodness, I don't know why you don't understand this, or saying, oh, you're right, that's a major thing. Oh my gosh, what are we going to do, right? You're not providing any value to them. So you want to be calm. You want to listen first. You want to gauge the situation that is being presented before you, show that you can process that information, and come up with a methodical answer for it, right? And the person in the moment may not really understand that. They may look at you and say, why is your hair not on fire because of this too? But they will respect you for that. They will say, oh, wow, I just realized that this is not as big of an issue as I thought. And, you know, my boss understands this and I'm going to learn from him or her and I'm going to learn from this situation. So you're implicitly coaching the team in those types of situations when you can absorb first, listen first, observe first, and then absorb that information before you draw any conclusion. And this is an analogy is, you know, think of the president of the United States or the president of any country. I mean, think about how many people are looking for their time, how much attention they get, how much scrutiny they're under, right? And it could be very easily for them to fall in a pit of trying to firefight or just tackle every little thing and look chaotic and be running around, but they're not, right? They've delegated a lot of stuff, but they also generally recognize that in their position, there's a lot of eyes on them and that they can't just, you know, knee-jerk their way through things, or they can't just, you know, they can't just respond to everything somebody tells them or does. They have to process it and come to a conclusion on their own in a justifiable and intelligent manner. And same thing we have to do as managers. And similarly, as a manager, you have to choose your time wisely. You have to determine which meetings to attend. We've talked about this in time management, which fights to battle for, and which things your team brings up are truly important. You have to be that gauge. And that's all part of this filter that comes out of observing a situation and absorbing. And the more that you can observe and absorb, the more data points you have overall. So when a new issue is presented to you, you have context, you have understanding. You know, it's not a matter of just going through your day and gathering data points and understanding things. It's really processing it. And it comes to the next point that as a manager, we have to create that space so that things that we do observe and absorb, we have to translate that into how we're going to be as managers. So observe and absorb really translates into viewing situations, interacting with people, but understanding what all of those mean, right? Having awareness of that and being able to translate that into your own philosophy and practices as a manager to make you more effective. It's not just understanding how things work in the company. It's understanding how you fit into that role and how you can be most effective from that. And that is all the information, all this stuff that you're observing is information that you can use to help you. But it's how you absorb that information and things that you allow yourself to understand are important versus not, versus things that you need to act on or not act on that really dictate how effective you're going to be as a manager. So there's a great connection here across so many areas in which we operate as a manager. And everything is really about using your senses and information to process and practice these things that you're going to do to be more effective.
Thanks, Adam. That's really an interesting set of useful tools. And I wish I had known some of this early in my career because that would help a lot to better prepare for some of the situations I observed and experienced. So can you recap these important steps in a checklist for our listeners?
Sure, absolutely. So in a nutshell, observe and absorb is about using any situation to gather information and use it as value adds for how you interact as a manager in every situation. And some of the things you can do are, number one, attend strategy meetings, right? As a manager, you're going to be invited to different types of meetings. But strategy meetings, especially where there are folks above you and maybe multiple levels above you, so important because seeing the strategy of the company in that context is going to be one of the most useful tools of information for you. Second, attend weekly staff meetings. So anything that's regular that allows you to be with your team or with your peer managers where you are interacting in a consistent way week after week is something you have to always not just attend, but be an active participant in, because the consistency of that is what's going to also be data points. Third, practice listening first. Whatever situation you're in, always, you know, you go into a meeting, someone comes to you from your team, or you're asked to do something, listen first, right? Gather that information. And even if it's not just listening, being an active listener, being an active observer, you walk into a meeting room, you sit down, you know, don't be the first one to raise your hand and ask questions. Think about what's going on in the room, gauge everything, you know, see how people interact, and then participate. Next, observe and note relationships within the organization. So in these instances, when you're in meetings and other encounters, understand what motivates individuals and take note of it. Right, this person is clearly motivated in this particular area. This person maybe is a little bit more political. This person, you know, clearly is someone that relates to, you know, having good informal conversation, whatever it may be. Next, ask questions that allow you to get more information. So when you notice something, use that as a way to ask questions. Great example, if you have built up, and you should, have a good relationship with your boss. Let's say you're in a meeting where your boss's boss is in a meeting and you see something like, oh, wow, I'm not sure why he's asking us to do this or why we're doing this way. In your next one-on-one with your boss, ask a question, say, you know, I noticed when we were in this meeting last week that, you know, so-and-so, our boss's boss, presented this particular thing. Why was that? Why do you think that was? And then, you know, hopefully your boss will explain, yeah, well, you know, he really likes this type of thing. And this is something that, you know, we're being measured on and whatever. It'll open up that conversation, again, for you to get more information. So ask questions. And it's perfectly legitimate to do in a professional and understanding way. And your boss will respect you for that, too, because think about it. Your boss is motivated to help her boss or his boss. And so the more that you understand how you can help them help their boss, the more they're going to appreciate that, right, and understand that. So asking good questions is important. Next, listen when your team is calling, right? What does that mean? So when your team clearly, or any individual on your team clearly, is reaching out for some reason or something seems different than the norm, again, listen but maintain calm. If they feel concerned about something, usually they're coming to you because they are trying to gauge how you respond to a particular situation. Sometimes they're doing it to vent, but sometimes they're usually to see how you gauge how you respond to that. So listen when your team is calling and be open to it. And last on the checklist, create thinking space midweek every week to evaluate what data you have gauged and process it and determine how you will apply it. This should be done midweek because you want it to be right in the thick of your work week when you've already gathered a lot of data points, and taking a half an hour of your day or an hour towards, you know, maybe it can be right after lunchtime and say, what were the things I observed this week? Who did I interact with and that I learned something from? Okay, you know, I understood how John interacts with this, or, okay, clearly this is a strategy point, or, you know, Mary on my team is clearly doesn't like doing this particular thing. Okay, let me note that and be aware of it, right? So it creates that space for you to evaluate and determine how you'll process that. So that's a great checklist to get started with Observe and Absorb, and think it will help you be a more effective manager for it.
Thank you, Adam. This is really good stuff, and I'm looking forward to more good stuff.
Thank you, Slava. More good stuff is certainly on its way. Stay tuned.